Hello, and welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency, devoted to promoting musicians and authors worldwide. Call us today at 941-877-1552 to start your free publicity evaluation. Remember, we shine only when we make you shine. Please welcome the host of Interviewing the Legends, music journalist, author, and entrepreneur, Ray Shasho.
Hello once again, everyone. I'm your host, Ray Shasho, and welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends on BBS Radio, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call us today at 941-877-1552 or email us at publicityworksagency.com. Remember, we shine only when we make you shine. In 1962, Dionne Warwick released her first single, Don't Make Me Over. It became a hit the following year. A typo on the record led to an accidental name. Instead of Dionne Warwick, the label read Dionne Warwick, which the first version had two R's in it. She decided to keep the new moniker and went on to greater chart success. In 1964, Warwick had two top 10 singles with Anyone Who Had a Heart and Walk On By, both penned by the legendary Burt Bacharach. And David, Walk On By was also her first number one R&B hit. More hits, including many written by Bacharach and David, followed as the 1960s progressed. Message to Michael made the top 10 in 1966, and her version of I Say a Little Prayer climbed as high as the number four spot the following year. Warwick also found great success with her contributions to movie soundtracks. The theme song for the 1967 film Alfie, starring Michael Caine, was a solid success for her, as was Valley of the Dolls from the 1968 movie of the same name. In 1968, Warwick had other hits, including her trademark tune, Do You Know the Way to San Jose, which earned Warwick her first Grammy Award. That same year, Warwick made history as the first African-American woman to perform for Queen Elizabeth II in England. Warren reached the top of the pop charts for the first time in 74 with Then Came You, which recorded with the Spinners. But then Warwick suffered a career slump for several years. In 1979, she made a triumphant return to the charts with the ballad, I'll Never Love This Way Again. She also soon became a fixture on television with the music program Solid Gold, which she hosted in the early 1980s. Warwick also had several successful collaborative efforts. In 82, she made the charts with Friends in Love with Johnny Mathis and Heartbreaker with Barry Gibb. Around this time, Warwick scored one of the biggest hits of her career with That's What Friends Are For. Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Gladys Knight also appeared on this 1985 number one hit, which was an AIDS charity single written by Bacharach and Carol Bayer-Sager. Love Power, her duet with Jeffrey Osborne, 2 years later marked her next major hit. In 2012, Warwick celebrated her 50th year in music with the album Now. The recording features songs written by Bacharach and David. She once explained her longevity to Jet Magazine, saying, I really attribute it to remaining who I am and not jumping ship, being completely cognizant of what the people are accustomed to hearing from me. And I agree with you 100%. Please welcome the legendary Dionne Warwick to Interviewing the Legends. Hello, Dionne.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to hear from you. You are truly one of my favorite performers. And
thank you.
My whole life has been around you and people like Petula Clark and, you know, the Supremes. I mean, you know, we timeline our life by music. We really do.
Yeah, I know. And it's wonderful to know that I've been a part of people's lives for this long. And they let me know, you know, how much of what I've played in their lives.
You've had such a wonderful career. You look wonderful, too, by the way. And I've had Patuli on the show. She's still, you know, out there performing, and I'd love to see that. You know, because that's what that's what keeps you young.
Oh, absolutely, no doubt.
You got a pretty long tour going on here, don't you?
It seems like I'm always on. Yeah, but it's wonderful, you know, to know that people have a desire to hear me and to see me, and they show up and enjoy, which is the best part about it.
The do you still enjoy the touring, or does it get a little bit, you know, tiresome, or is it keep you active?
Oh yeah, no, it gets tiring. You know, just the mere fact of getting up at the crack of dawn to go twice to go to wherever it is to have performing.
Right.
Best part of it all, of course, is the performance part.
Yeah, once you're there, everything's cool.
Exactly, it's just getting there.
Well, I'm looking at your schedule now. Now, are you going to be at the Beacon Theater? Is that tomorrow?
Actually, no. The shows in New York have been postponed.
Oh, they've all been postponed. Okay.
Yes, they have.
And what about Indiana on the 21st?
No, we'll be there.
You'll be there. You'll be in Vegas the 26th at Caesar's Palace.
I'll be in Vegas starting the 5th of September.
Yeah, and you got a pretty long stay in Vegas, I think, at Caesar's Palace. That's great. I love to see you at Caesar's.
Yeah, we'll be there for about 3 months.
Yeah, you're the type of performer that needs to be in Vegas. I mean, you know, music has changed, you know that, and, you know, all the performers like Sinatra and, you know, those guys are gone now, so we need to see the legends like you in places like Vegas. I'll probably come see you in Vegas, as a matter of fact.
I hope so. Be wonderful to meet you.
Here's something that's pretty cool. I've got a picture of you and my mom together.
Really?
Yes. I had a store in D.C. at the J.W. Marriott Hotel. It was electronics, and you came in and you were a customer.
Oh, okay.
And my mom waited on you.
Oh wow! See how small the world really is.
It is a small world. As a matter of fact, thank you, because you bought a lot of stuff.
It had to be around Christmas time.
Yeah, it was around Christmas time, as a matter of fact. You know, it's hard to list all your accolades. It's impossible, you know, and you can't do it in... You need a whole week, you know, an interview for a whole week. But I believe you won, is it 5 Grammy Awards? Is that about right?
Yeah, now it's 6.
Now it's 6. Wow.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you're nominated for, you know, tons, you know, besides that.
Yeah, I have been. You know, the recent one is the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Grammys.
That's incredible. That really is.
Mm-hmm.
There wouldn't be music without Dionne Warwick, though, let me tell you. And what's so cool is you got your whole family. I mean, there's, you know, you got... not only Whitney, who was your cousin, right?
Right.
Whitney? Yep.
I have my son, who is based on Tony and my show.
Right.
And my grandchild.
And your grandchild. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, now, what is your what does she do?
She sings with me.
Oh, she sings with you on stage?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Her name is Cheyenne Elliott.
Okay.
And she's been singing with me. Actually, she's been singing since she's 9 years old.
Wow. So it's in the genes. It's in the genes.
Yeah. Yeah, the apple doesn't fall that far from the tree.
Incredible. How many grandchildren do you have?
I have 7.
You have 7?
Yes, I do. And they're wonderful. They're my 7 heartbeats.
I have 4. And I'm like, I'm with you on that. There's nothing better than grandchildren.
It really isn't, you know. And as a matter of fact, both of my sons keep telling me I'm never going to see them again. And I said, well, why not? Because we don't know who these people are when they come back to us. What do you do?
Now, the youngest, how old is the youngest?
He's 36.
Oh, wow. Yeah, We got three girls. We have identical twin girls, and and a boy. So yeah, my daughter's. I think she's going to be trying here again soon. So we'll work on number five.
Right. Yes. I have five girls and two boys.
They're awesome. They really are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now your latest album that was produced by your son?
Yes, my youngest son, Jason.
Your youngest son.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did he get involved in producing?
He's been producing since he was a teenager.
Really?
Yeah, he got involved very early. He started out with all people, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh, wow.
And did tracks to them, and eventually graduated, and met a few of the youngsters that were coming up, and one of his first tour, Destiny Child, who did tracks to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he worked with Christina Aguilera, he worked with Pink.
Wow.
Maya, you know, he's done quite a bit.
Yes, he has. Huh. That's incredible. I still can't get over the family, you know, bond in music. I love that. I think it's so cool.
Yeah, it's wonderful having, you know, the talent become prevalent over the years, and they're doing exceptionally well. I'm very, very proud of all my babies.
Your St. Louis show got a lot of great reviews, and it mentioned about David, who's also your drummer, right?
Uh-huh.
He joined on stage, and he did a updated version of I Say a Little Prayer. So he sings as well. And and your daughter and granddaughter were on also on stage.
Just my granddaughter.
Oh, just your granddaughter. And she did Love Will Find a Way, right?
Yes,
on stage.
That's right.
Yeah. That is so cool.
Right? I think so, too.
Yep. The St. Louis show got great reviews. I didn't see Florida in there on the touring schedule yet.
Well, right now I'm glad you don't.
Well, we can wait till, you know, March, April. That's all right. After hurricane season's over, you know.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. I totally agree.
We got two great venues for it. We got the Clearwater Ruth Eckert Hall, which you probably played before, and the Van Weasel in Sarasota. And
it's a beautiful hall.
Yeah. The show that you're now the in Vegas, that's is that just you or is that the a Night of Class show?
No, it's just me.
That's just you. How many dates do you have for the Night of Class with Peebo and Denise?
Oh, with them, we were out, we did 1, 2, 3, 4 shows.
Okay.
Out of the 7 that we were supposed to do.
All right. How was that put together? Was that just a kind of a collaboration show, I guess, you guys all did together?
Yeah, we each, of course, we each had our own individual spots to do.
Right.
But it was wonderful, you know, people and Denise both are very good friends of mine, so it's always great to work with friends.
Yeah. Yeah, Denise, I love Denise, you know, her and Johnny Mathis had that big hit.
Yes.
I saw Peebo. Peebo did a Christmas show. I saw him at the Van Weasel here. Him and Christopher Cross, I think Sheena Easton, maybe I forgot what it was, but it was a really good Christmas show, and
Colors of Christmas is Fall.
Yeah, exactly. Have you done a Christmas? Mm-hmm. Have you done a Christmas show yet?
Yeah, I've done that particular show.
Oh, okay.
Mhm. Yep. Quite a few years ago that I did it with. And people happen to also be on that show.
Mm-hmm.
James Ingram, God rest him, and Alita Adams.
Right. Did you say James Ingram?
Yes.
Okay. He passed away recently, I think, right?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
That's
amazing.
Oh, that was terrible. He was awesome. He was incredible.
Yes. No doubt, he's incredible. You're absolutely right.
There's so many great singers that aren't with us anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. God's got some kind of choir up there, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. I think he's handpicking these guys, you know?
Yeah. Picking only the best.
You know who I really, really liked as a singer? She passed away a while ago, and she did that duet with Billy Preston as Sarita Wright. Did you know Sarita?
Yes, of course I did.
What a voice. And, you know.
And quite a writer.
And quite a writer, yep. I love Sarita Wright. And I also liked Minnie Riperton. What a voice she had.
Minnie was one of a kind.
Yeah. I was amazed the first time I heard her sing. You know, it didn't look real. How could you?
I know. And, you know, that little bitty person coming in, incredible voice.
So how do you keep your voice in tune?
I just know that I'm blessed. I don't do anything special at all.
Really? Well, one thing, you're probably not a smoker, right?
Yes, I do smoke.
Oh, you did smoke?
I do.
You still do, really? Huh?
Yeah, I've been smoking since college.
Wow, that is a long time. That's a long time.
Yes, it is. It certainly is.
Well, some people, it helps their voice. You know, like Johnny Carson was a big smoker, and I think that helped his voice, you know, along all those years.
I don't know. You know, I don't attribute smoking to helping my voice at all.
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing that you can sing so beautifully and have smoked all those years. It really is.
Like I said, I feel I'm truly blessed, yeah. and I don't take that for granted.
Yes, exactly. Some of the other people in your past that are related to you, Dee Dee, who is huge.
My sister, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, as a matter of fact, I've always said Dee Dee really was the voice in our family.
Really?
Yes, my voice was unmatched.
She did the original I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, and also she did You're No Good.
You're No Good.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, the unfortunate thing is that the record companies that she was associated with just didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Right. What, like management and things like that? Like the label?
Well, you know, record companies, and when they fall short of distribution or promotion, those kinds of things that are necessary to get records played and heard.
The record companies back in the 60s, man, you must have gone through seeing a lot of things.
No, not really. I was with a wonderful record company, Country Records.
Yeah, you were lucky then.
It was very, very well respected and taken care of.
Good.
Was wonderful to all of our artists on our roster.
Do you do anything with Bert nowadays, or?
No, Bert and I, you know, he's doing a lot of work on his own.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's getting up in age, so he's thinking more or less, you know, taking it very easy.
Come on, Dee. One last tour with Bert. Come on, let's do this.
we've been procrastinating about it, but you know, and if it happens, we certainly will love it because we'll work well together. And so good.
How cool would that be, though? Man, you'd sell out, you know, stadiums.
we've done tours together, and last tour that we did lasted almost 2.5 years.
Wow. Yeah. He's a cool guy, isn't he? He's pretty hip, laid back.
Yes, you know. He is.
So are you, though. You've always been a hip lady, you know? You've always been that really cool, very smooth, you know?
Yeah,
you know, just being
me.
Just being you?
That's all I have to be.
Well, you're keeping in great shape. You look wonderful. Your voice is, you know, not changed. You know, it still sounds great. You did, your latest album's called She's Back, right? Now, is that two CDs?
This is the double CD.
And that was produced by your son, Damon. Talk a little bit about that album.
It's a wonderful album. Primarily a duet. and I got a chance to work with some of the younger kids
right.
in the industry. And very, very talented ones, I must add, too. You know, it was forced to do something that was a little different for me at this point in my career. And I decided to get back in the studio because so many people were, I mean, literally accosting to me. When are you going to record? We need some music from you, that kind of thing. And I finally said, okay, let's get back in the studio and let's do something wonderful for these people. And I came up with the title, She's Back. Finally, you're going to hear something from me, so she's back. Hello.
Yeah, you did something with George Clinton on this, right?
No. That was George Clinton. That's just something crazy for him.
Okay. I thought you did something. Okay. No, that was the Lifetime Achievement Award. You and George.
Yes,
right.
He received the Lifetime Achievement Award as well.
Right. George Clinton was there. Billy Eckstein. I mean, all the legends. Donny Hathaway. Yeah.
Yes, they were all recipients. Yes.
And they were,
wonderfully received too, and rightfully so.
You know, it's funny that when you think about every year when the Grammy Awards comes on, I always think about you. I think
you do.
I do. I think you should own the Grammy Awards by now. I mean, it's you know, it should be called the Dionne Warwick Award now. By now,
that'd be very nice.
Yeah, a little statue of
you.
A little statue of you. That'd be, you know, it'd be perfect.
Why not? That's such a request.
I think so. I would like to request that. The Dionne Warwick Award. Thank you very much.
Why not?
You've got another secret talent, don't you, of being a teacher?
Yes, I do have my credentials to teach, yes.
You know, you look like a teacher as well. I bet you would be a wonderful, wonderful teacher.
And the one thing, we'd have a lot of fun.
That's what it's all about, right? You know, having a little fun.
Make it as fun as possible to learn.
Exactly. Well, yeah, it's never too late, you know.
Well, yes, it is.
What grade would you teach? You think? Do you think you can do high school?
Would be secondary. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my daughter's is a teacher. My son-in-law is a teacher. My sister-in-law is a teacher. So yeah.
We, not a learning.
Yeah, I know. I feel sorry though for kids that their moms are teachers because you know it's just so much harder on them.
Yeah, it can be. I'm sure.
Especially when they're in the same school together, you know.
I could never imagine that. That's horrible. I'm sure the kids didn't like it too much either.
No. The other thing about that is if you have, you know, say you have a brother or sister that's in high school and they're A students and then you come following, they expect a lot out of you. That's another problem.
Yeah, it can be. It can be that kind of competition. It can be kind of weird.
Yeah, especially if you're if you're the complete opposite, you know, that it won't work.
Yeah, I think that's got to be understood. Every kid has their own personality and their own abilities.
Exactly. You've worked with so many people over the years. Name somebody that was really fun to work with.
Every single one of them. I can't name just one. You know, I've been truly fortunate enough that everyone that I've worked with happened to also be friends.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of difficult to say one or two when there's just so many.
You were on TV all the time, man. Me growing up, you were always on something.
Yeah, I know.
But Petula said that Dean Martin. She I think she had a little crush on Dean Martin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she was, you know, she said she was such a nice man and kind of misunderstood at times. You know, some people thought he didn't have as much talent as he really did. The guy never rehearsed, you know? He was very smart guy.
He was Dean Martin.
He was Dean.
You can't deny that.
Exactly.
Everybody knew his name.
Exactly. Deanne, here's a question I ask everybody. I get some interesting answers. If you had a Field of Dreams wish, like the movie, to perform or collaborate with anyone from the past or present, who would that be? I know that's a tough one.
No, it's not.
It's not.
I know exactly who it is that eventually we're going to get this done.
Oh, good.
It's been procrastinating for years, and it's my all-time favorite group, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right. Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah. We're going to get it done. We keep running into each other in the airports or wherever it is, and we keep saying, when are we going to do it? I don't know. When you're in the same side of the world, we are.
That would be, you know, you would mesh right in, you know. That would be great.
I certainly would. I love them so very much. And I have them as long as they've been existing.
They're an awesome guy. I saw them a long time ago when they first came out with the song Evil.
Yeah,
that was a long time ago, but and they were excellent. That whole group had so much talent, you know.
No, undoubtedly, and you should see them now. I mean, it's like time just stood still with them. They're just as magnificent today as they've ever been.
Yeah, they're another good Vegas act. Definitely a great Vegas act. Yeah, one of my favorites is the Commodores.
Yep, I like Commodores too.
Yeah, those guys are great. Also, yeah, I was trying to get Lionel to get back together with them, you know, just for one last tour, you know, but I don't know. He's
they have to set the vibe now. So.
Yeah, he's too big.
No, not necessarily that. Yeah. You know, they're still very, very close.
Yeah.
But, you know, they each have their own thing going on now.
Exactly. He does a lot of, you know, collaborations and... And now his best buddy just retired, Kenny Rogers.
Damn it, yes, I know.
Yeah, they were good together.
Yep, no doubt. And they're still friends, so I think that's it, but it's going to last.
Yep, I think so. So, what besides music, what do you do on your spare time?
I try to catch up on the sleep that I don't get.
Sleep? What sleep?
Exactly.
I don't know how you do it. I really don't. I mean, just looking at your schedule, I get tired.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Everybody asks, when do you get the rest? And I let them know it's only another 34-letter word.
Yeah. Are you still doing any tours overseas?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. That's got to be rough.
It's worldwide, you know. Thank goodness. People will appreciate what I get them.
Well, that's when you're really successful, is when you make that worldwide appeal, you know?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I know I'm blessed.
You know, it's funny that Elvis never toured overseas, you know?
I know. That's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
And he was huge overseas as well.
The colonel told him not to.
Well, hey, yeah. Because his manager did what he was told to do with regards to his career.
Exactly. But I thought that was a bit strange that he never went over there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm kind of wrapping up. What were you like as a kid?
Very precocious. Very precocious. You know, very, very inquisitive.
Right.
I was nosy. I wanted to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was a good girl, and I loved it. I loved the kid. My parents were wonderful.
Right.
A multitude of friends who I still do have, and I still do see when I'm home in New Jersey. And, you know, it was lovely growing up in these barns in New Jersey. A lot of wonderful things happened during the course of my growing years, and I'm profiting from it now.
Did your mom and dad, were they musicians or singers as well?
Yes, my mother was.
Really?
My family was singers.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is truly amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My aunt was actually an opera singer, but she didn't make it professionally. Because she didn't think she was good enough, but she definitely was. She had a great voice. And
my cousin was an opera singer.
Really?
retired about 5 years ago. Drinking practice, my cousin.
Right, right. I want to mention one thing about Whitney. Nobody, except for maybe Ray Charles, can sing the national anthem like Whitney Houston.
You got that right.
Oh, my God.
It was done. When she sang
oh,
it,
my
it was done.
Gosh. I
and
mean, that's...
And that's why I sing America the Beautiful as the national anthem.
Every 4th of July, I just sit there and cry and play it. Her and Ray Charles. Ray Charles was awesome, too. America the Beautiful was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's only one other version that really was captivating. That was Marvin Gaye.
Oh, I love Marvin. Marvin's from D.C., my hometown.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
He did a version at the All-Star Game in Los Angeles. I'll never forget it. I was sitting there, we were all in awe. He really was incredible.
I love Marvin Gaye. I read the there was a good bio about him on YouTube, uh-huh. I think, and I didn't realize he stayed with that family overseas. I think in Holland or something like that for a while, and he was getting himself together with them, and. You know, he was back. You know, that's when he came back and got a couple more big hits. And what a tragedy though. What happens? You know, and there's so many, you know, musicians. It's just so sad. You know.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible to think that those kinds of things happen at all. But
yeah.
Yeah. It's part of life, I guess.
I'm going to ask you a question. You don't have to answer this. Do you think there was anything strange or, suspicious that happened with Whitney?
I don't know. No, it was her time. You know, and we can't question when the guy in the sky points the finger and says, "Okay, come on home."
Yeah. Yeah, we always question, you know, like, all the suicides that have been happening, you know, with Chris Cornell and, you know, all those grunge bands, you know, from the 90s. And it's
yeah,
just...
I know. A lot of people question, but, you know, I don't question God's will.
Right.
You know, and
right.
That's what it was. It was done.
Yep. Well, amen to that. I think I got a feeling that you're very Christian.
I am. I certainly am. I grew up. My grandfather was a minister.
All right.
In a gospel singing group. And, because I love my God.
Yeah.
Very much.
So, you know, so many great legendary singers started as gospel, you know, in the church, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
We learned so many of words.
There's some great voices in the church, you know? It's amazing.
Tell me about it.
Some of them should be professional, but they probably never will be. But
you never know.
Dion, is there anything else that we needed to touch on? We want to get your album. It's available at Amazon.com, of course. It's a great album. You finally put out an album after everybody was pestering you all these years.
Yes, I did.
And we want more from you.
just completed a Christmas CD.
All right.
Awesome. It's absolutely wonderful.
Oh,
wonderful.
When is that going to be released?
It'll be out probably the end of October, in November.
Fantastic. Yeah, you've got a great Christmas voice. You're one of my favorites. Of course, Johnny Mathis. I mean, all these people that sing Christmas since I was a kid, yeah. they're family.
Well, Johnny's on my CD.
Well, he is on your CD. Oh, wow.
Yes, he is.
All right. I love Johnny. He's another guy.
Yeah. He's been a friend of mine for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
A wonderful young man. I love him to death.
I bet he's a great guy.
He really is.
Well, we got the tour. You're going to be in Vegas for a while. I'm going to try to make it there. Caesars is my favorite place when I go to Vegas. I've been, I always go to Caesars. I saw Frank there like 3 or 4 times. I saw Cher. Wasn't happy with Cher. She didn't sing any of her tunes. She didn't sing one song from Sonny and Cher, the Sonny and Cher days. And
Cher was
Yeah.
People have their own things that they want to do and present, and that's what she does.
They try new things, exactly.
Yeah.
They try new things. Dion, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. I'm glad we finally hooked up.
I would
love to have you on again. Maybe, you know, after Christmas or, you know, when your next album or next tour, you know.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah, and you're wonderful. Thank you so much for all the incredible music you've given us all these years. You are a fantastic person, and we love you.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate that very much.
Thanks, Dion. Good luck on the tour, okay?
Thank you. You be careful down there.
I know. We'll try.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye. Purchase Dionne Warwick's latest CD called She's Back at Amazon.com. For more information about Dionne Warwick, visit www.officialdionnewarwick.com. Or www.facebook.com/officialdion. Very special thanks to the great Angelo Ellerby from Double X Exposure Media Relations for arranging this interview with Dionne Warwick. And of course, the dynamic duo of Doug and Don Newsome of BBS Radio for making the magic happen for each and every broadcast of Interviewing the Legends. If you have comments or suggestions for the show, contact me at interviewingthelegends@gmail.com. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Interviewing the Legends with Ray Shasho, for the very latest interviews. And listen, it's real news. Don't forget to purchase a copy of my book entitled Check the G's, The True Story of an Eclectic American Family and Their Wacky Family Business. Available now at Amazon.com. You will live it. And coming soon, The Rockstar Chronicles, another book by me that will include up to 50 interviews with legendary musicians. We are working on it right now, and hopefully we'll get it out in the next few months. Have a great week, everybody, and good luck, Florida, which I am a part of, because we have a hurricane coming. So everybody be safe. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Interviewing the Legends. Brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call 941-877-1552 or visit us at publicityworksagency.com. Specializing in author and music artist publicity plans. We shine when we make you shine. Tune in to Interviewing the Legends every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, Station 1.